Well, praise God. It is so good to be with you. I want to just thank you again for continually listening to our podcast, for supporting this ministry, for following us. Just an exciting time that we live in as we get ready to bring 2019 to a close and open up with 2020, the year of vision. There's a lot more that I'll share with you next year about that, but as we're approaching Christmas time, and you're hopefully listening to this and the Monday before Christmas, and I just want to share with you one of my favorite verses of the Bible, and it's found in Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37 says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." I love that. Short verse. I know you're busy. I know you're trying to get those last minute shopping going. You got a lot of things going on. And so I'm not going to keep you long today, but I just love this verse because it says, "For with God, nothing." Now it doesn't say some things. It doesn't say that, you know, depending on your situation, depending on what's going on, he says, nothing will be impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. Think about the context of this scripture. God has came, and first he visits Elizabeth and Zechariah, and he lets them know that they're going to be with child. Now they're advanced in years. They're old. Elizabeth has been barren in her womb, and they have not had any children. And God comes and visits Zechariah in the temple, and he explains to him what's getting ready to transpire. And Zechariah says, "Are you sure you're at the right place? Are you sure you're talking to the right person?" And the angel of the Lord says, "I'm going to prove to you that I am." And Zechariah can't talk. He becomes a mute for the full 9 months that Elizabeth is carrying John the Baptist. So this woman that has been barren and not been able to have any children, now all of a sudden she becomes pregnant in her old age with a forerunner, the one that is coming ahead, the one that is prophesied to come before the Messiah. She is pregnant with John the Baptist. And then shortly after this, the angel of the Lord visits Mary, a virgin. She was probably, many historians believe she might have been somewhere around 15 years old. She was betrothed. In other words, she was promised to marry, but was not yet married to Joseph, this carpenter. And at 15 years old, an angel of the Lord comes to her and greets her and gives her this excellent greeting that God is pleased with her, and that she is going to be with a child, and this child is going to be the Son of the Most High God. And Mary asked the angel of the Lord, "How can this possibly be? I am a virgin. I'm not yet married, and I have not been with a man. And how can this take place?" And the angel of the Lord says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be with child." And so Mary, who is this teenage virgin, becomes impregnated with God himself, God incarnate. And Luke in his writing says, "For with God, nothing is impossible." I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what things that you're experiencing this time of the year. I know many times when Christmas rolls around and maybe you've experienced death earlier this year, and this is going to be your first Christmas without a loved one. Maybe we get so focused on trying to buy gifts and do things for people, and we can get ourselves, if we're not careful, in this financial crunch. And I just want you to understand, it's not about what you buy for people. It's just being with them and the intent of the heart to love them. And I think about the ladies that are here and that are in our program, and they're away from their families, but they're seeking after God. They're hungering for the things of God. And I just see how God continues to provide for their lives and for their children and for their families, and how God is restoring them back to their families. And for those that are out there today and they're struggling, they're like, "What does the future hold for you?" Let me just tell you today, nothing is impossible with God. Maybe you've gotten a bad report from the doctor, and maybe you're dealing with some illnesses right now. I want you to believe in the promises of God, that by His stripes you are healed. The Bible tells us that when we think on things that are true, when we think on things that are noble, when we think on things that are just, when we think on things that are pure and lovely and pleasing to God, when we think on these things, man, God wants to do a great work in our lives. So again, I want to speak to you this Christmas season. And I want to let you know that no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what report you may have gotten from the doctor, from the banker, from CNN, from whatever's going on, put your faith, put your trust, put your heart in the hand of the Creator and Almighty God. Elizabeth and Zechariah trusted in the promises of God. Mary herself, the angel of the Lord said he was well pleased with her. She trusted completely in God. If you continue to go on in this verse and you look at these things, it said that Mary, this maidservant, she said, I will do, in verse 38, says, let it be according to your will and according to your word. When we trust in God and we get into his promises and we say, Lord, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what things are taking place, let it be according to your word. Let it be according to your will. When we trust in the will of the Lord, when we trust in all of his promises, when we understand that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, when we understand that the word of God says that he's never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread, when he says that he has come once and he's coming again in power, he is our hope, our confident expectation. He is the one true God. He is the Messiah, and there is none like him. When we call upon the name of the Lord, when we commit our hearts to him, when we are born again, when we are saved, when we are filled with his Spirit, nothing is impossible with God. This ministry has grown so much over the last, we just celebrated 10 years, and back in 2012, we purchased this 45-acre campus. It had a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house on it. It had a barn, an old metal building out there. It was the grounds were overgrown. The house had sat empty for 2.5 years. And I remember coming over here, and we didn't have a whole lot of money saved up. And we had to ask Miss Holly Waits, the lady that owned this property, the widow, to loan us, to be the one that was going to carry the note for this property, because we didn't know how we were going to do it, but we believed that God called us to this property. And here we are, 7 years, a little over 7 years later, and we have remodeled the existing house that the ladies used to live in, that is also our office space. In 2015, we remodeled the old barn and turned it into a chapel. That was a $32,000 project. In 2017, we started construction on a new dorm, and in March of 2018, we opened up a dorm that was said it was going to cost us around $650,000, and we were able to get that building built for under $400,000 because we found favor with God. Nothing is impossible with God. We went from having 6 ladies in our facility back when we first opened this building up, or this ministry up in 2009, to today we can hold up to 24 ladies. And God says, I'm not done with you yet. Nothing is impossible when we trust in him. In the spring of 2020, we're going to open up a brand new building, break ground on a multi-purpose facility that will hold about 250 people so that we can have more events for our families of our ladies. We'll have a commercial kitchen and a cafeteria in it. It'll give us more opportunities to do more ministry. And by holding that many people and having a cafeteria, then we can build more dorms to house more people, because nothing is impossible with God. When we first opened up this ministry in October of 2009, we had $10,000 in the bank, myself and one other staff member, and we didn't know how long we would make it. Today we have 11 people on staff caring for our ladies. God has blessed us with a budget of $650,000, and we have partners that believe in this ministry that help support us each and every month so that we can do exceedingly and abundantly more than we ever asked, imagined, or hoped. Because God, with him, nothing is impossible. So again, I just want to encourage each and every person that's listening. No matter what odds you think are facing you, no matter how big it looks, if God has placed the vision in you, if God has spoken in His Word, if God has told you to do it, if God has promised in His Word that He will see you through it, understand this. Nothing is impossible with God. I look forward to all that 2020 has for each and every one of us. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, trust in Him. Dive into His Word. Find all the promises that He has for your life. Stand on that Word. Stand on those promises and understand that He'll get you through no matter how things look right now. But if you're listening and you say, but I don't know that I'm born again. I don't know that I've made Jesus Christ Lord of my life. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to cry out to Him. Today is the day to ask Him to forgive you of your sins. If we would just believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, born of a virgin birth, lived on this earth for 33 years, died on a cross, taking all of our sins upon Himself, died, was buried, and 3 days later came up out of the tomb, went to Hades and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, then ascended on high where He poured His blood out on the mercy seat for you and I. And today He intercedes for us. If we would just call upon Him, if we would just make Him Lord of our life, if we would just ask Him to forgive us of all of our wrongs and all of our sins, He will come into our lives. He will wash us clean. He will make us new. We don't have to dwell on the past any further. We can look at our future, which is bright in Christ Jesus, in His promises, in His love, in His plans, because nothing is impossible with God. We're so grateful again for all that you do for the ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge of the Upper Cumberland, for listening to us this year and all of your support and all of your prayers. And as I pray for you this holiday season, I just want to encourage you to put all of your hope, all of your faith, all of your trust in the One whom the Word of God says, with Him, nothing is impossible. Father, I thank You again for this ministry. I thank You for this podcast. I thank You for this opportunity I have to share with others. I pray for each and every one that's listening today that You'd bless them. Pour out Your Spirit upon them. Comfort them. Those that have lost people this past year, Lord, I pray that the peace of God that passes understanding would comfort them. Those that are struggling, Lord, in their finances, I pray, Lord God, that every need would be supplied according to Your riches and glory. Father, I pray for those that are just this year, they've gotten a bad report, that they would put their faith and their trust completely in You, understanding that Your will and Your ways are perfect. Because all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray for each and every one that's listening that You bless them this Christmas and understand that Jesus is the reason for the season. And Father, we give You all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor because we ask these things in Your precious holy name. Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you soon.